Matins with Khanya Ditabe and Colin York.
33 minutes after 8 on Radio Veritas 576 AM, and we cross over now to Humansdorp. That's where Frank Noonan is, Frankly Catholic on a Tuesday. Frank?
I'm almost in Humansdorp. I'm actually in St. Francis Bay.
St. Francis Bay.
So 12 kilometers from Humansdorp.
Was St. Francis of Assisi ever there?
No, I don't think he was, but the church, St. Francis of Assisi Church, is in Humansdorp.
So that's where exactly. Okay, so that's where Francis of Assisi is, in Humansdorp, and you're in St. Francis Bay. You see,
St. Francis Bay, the name came from when the first Portuguese explorers landed here way back in the 16th century.
Yes.
They landed here on October the 4th, and they placed a cross here, and because it was the feast of St. Francis, they called it St. Francis Bay.
Aha. So that's why.
St. Francis, actually.
Amazing, yes. Amazing, you know, the history of these places.
Yeah.
And you chose to live there, Frank?
Pardon?
You chose to live there.
Or did it choose you?
Or did it choose you?
I think a little bit of both.
Okay.
I moved from Johannesburg, I first moved to Jeffreys Bay, which is about 25 kilometers from here.
Yes.
And then from there, I moved to St. Francis, and I've never regretted it.
And at least you get to watch the whales and so on, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's something I see it on TV. I've never really seen it, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no. It's really wonderful. You should have seen it this last weekend when we had the big storm here. The waves were 3, 4, 5 meters.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, okay. Well, I'll come down to St. Francis Bay to come and do some whale watching.
You are very welcome. I can see whales from my front door sometimes.
Can you believe? Anyway, Frank, this morning we want to chat about Catholic online games.
Yes. You know, sometimes when I'm thinking of topics for this talk, I'm a little bit stumped because over the last 4 or 5 years, I've covered a lot of things. And then I'm trying to find something new, and I received an email from XT3. I've spoken about XT3 before. XT3 is the youth group or youth website of the Sydney Diocese in Australia, the Archdiocese of Sydney in Australia. And they're very, very active with XT3, and they do all sorts of things. And the latest email I got from them included a new game that they have developed. And this is quite an unusual one. It's called The Adventures of St. John Paul the Great.
Wow. So they actually developed this whole game around Pope John Paul II.
That's correct, yes. That's correct. And it's very interesting. I actually haven't downloaded the game because it's quite a process to download it. But I did have a look at the PDF that explains what the game is all about. It took them a year to develop it. And if you go through the game itself, the website is xt3.com. And then it goes on images and JP2 game, and it's quite a long thing. I found it through a link. But anyway, they talk about the level one is his early life in the Tatra Mountains. Level two is the underground seminary. Level three is his ministry in Krakow.
Yes.
And then level four is into the Vatican and so on. Level five is his world travels. So it's quite an interesting game. I actually haven't played it, but it looks like it could be fun.
Well, so it looks like
got me onto this topic. Now, let's see what else I can find. And the other games that I find are mostly quizzes. They're mostly there's a website called www.catholicquiz.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives you all sorts of games and quizzes. There's a Catholic quiz of the week. Again, you have to register, which I haven't done. So you register and you have access to these games and you can play them. They're mostly quizzes. And then EWTN has a wonderful little children's game.
EWTN, yes.
EWTN has got a wonderful EWTN Kids. EWTN.com/EWTN Kids/home. It's got a lovely little game where you click on various, there's a church, there's a little town, and if you click on the church, then it gives you all the things that the sacrament studies today, choir practice today, and you can go through the whole church and learn about everything that is in there. If you click on the font, it tells you about baptism and the altar and the sanctuary and so on. It's a lovely little game.
Okay, so that's ewtn.com/ewtnkids. I see now it tells me that I need to install Adobe Flash.
Yes.
Before I can go on. Okay, so one needs to basically have that in place. Yeah. Yes.
Well, that's a fairly standard thing. So you don't have Flash. If you don't have Flash, you can't listen to Radio Veritas online.
Yes. So one has to actually download it, because, you know, people say, oh, but why should I? Because it will help you access what you're trying to access, yes.
And then there's quite a lot of websites that I found that have resources, games resources of different types, particularly for formation. And one of those is our good friends Loyola Press, loyolapress.com.
Mm-hmm.
They have got a faith formation games thing, and this is separated into different grades. So you can have grade 1, grade 2, up to grade 8. Select those, and it'll give you different games to play for children as aids to formation for children.
Okay, so that's in, where do I go, at loyolapress.com?
loyolapress.com/faith-formation.
Oh, okay, so in faith formation, yes.
And then it's a whole long string, but it's faith formation programs. You'll find the children's parents. It's actually parents and students page.
You know, going back to this Adventures of JP2, that looks really interesting.
It does, eh? I'm going to be downloading it and playing it myself later.
And I see this is organized by the Sydney Catholic Archdiocese of Sydney. So, in fact, you can just go to sydneycatholic.org and you'll find it there, actually.
That's right, yes.
Yes, so yeah. That's without going the long way, xt3.com and so on. That's a longer way
to. Longer way, yeah.
Yes. Okay, so I just hope this is not going to get people playing games at work instead of working.
I beg your pardon. I've got a sudden tickle.
Okay, no problem, Frank. And of course, this could be used as an education tool, or just, you know, for the fun of it.
Just for the fun of it, yeah. The last one I found is the St. Anne trivia game. The website is trivia.stannaz.org. Trivia.stannaz.org.
And St. Anne,
you have to register.
Does it have an E at the end, St. Anne?
Yes.
St. Anne-A-Z.
Yeah, it's trivia.stannaz.org.
Okay, .org, not .com, okay.
.org, yeah. And it's a trivia game which you have to register for, and you can. It's also again different levels and different questions and so on. There are many, many more of those quiz games, and I've just chosen a few here just to highlight the fact that these things are there, and that they are worth looking at.
Yes.
Especially for teachers and parents who want to find a medium to help their children learn about the faith in a fun way. But there's lots of assistance to parents and teachers, so there's no excuse, really.
No excuse at all. So this looks really great. It says I can play game. It doesn't say I should register. So, Frank, I don't know if you need to register. Looks like I can play for free.
Oh, well, even if you register, it's for free. So.
Okay. Well, Frank, thank you very much for that. So we'll post these on Facebook as well, the websites that you've mentioned today. So it's catholicquiz.com. And that's where we're looking at those trivia games or the quizzes. And then, of course, sydneycatholic.org. That's where you find that game, Adventures of St. John Paul the Great. And, of course, EWTN Kids, ewtn.com/ewtnkids. That's where you can find faith formation games. And loyolapress.com as well. That's where you can find those. And of course, this last one, trivia.sendnaz.org.
Yeah.
Frank, we hope next week when we speak, you can tell us you're seeing a whale going by.
I It's actually true. I often see them. This year, not so much as last year. Last year, yes. My sister used to live up the road, and she had a very good view of the bay. And our house is a little bit back. It's not so easy to see. And, of course, I work all the time, so I'm not looking at the bay.
Yes.
And she used to just sort of look at it regularly. And then she'd phone me, and she says, look out now, there's a so she was my lookout, but she's now gone back to America, so I've lost that.
Ish. So now you keep looking at your computer and working.
That's right. I can, you know, if I look past my computer screen, I can look onto the bay, but it's not so easy to see from here. I just
yes.
have to go outside.
Yes.
And you've got to be lucky, like any game spotting. If you've got to be at the right place at the right time.
At the right time, yes. Yeah. And just the right size binoculars as well.
That's right.
Frank, you have a good one. We speak again next week.
Khanya, same to you. Have a blessed day.
God
Bye-bye.
Bless.
Matins with Khanya Ditabe and Colin York.